And in the studio with us this morning is Elena Berg. She is the water plan coordinator with Cook County Soil and Water. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I asked you to come in so that you could kind of clarify how the system works. And the system I'm talking about is beach advisories. And we are in the, it's summertime, and so we've started to see some of those. And as I understand it, last week there were like, whoa, a whole bunch.
There were quite a few last week.
Well, so that prompted us to wonder about, you know, how the, what do you do? How does that go about? Now, you've got 12 beaches that you actually go and test the water on. What happens?
We do. We have 12 beaches in Cook County. We work with the Department of Health, and they help to identify the beaches. And so what we do is we go out in the morning. We do it every Monday morning. We have an intern. Her name is Sarah, and she takes out actually incredible exchange students. So they head on up to Hovland, and they start at Chicago Bay. And what you do is you need to wade out about, well, for me, it's knee deep. for those young mentees that we have, it's a little bit deeper.
They need waders.
Yes, we do have waders. We also have a cow birthing glove, so a nice long glove.
Oh.
Because it's very cold, and if it's E. coli, we also don't want the people sampling the water to get sick. So they head on out and they take a sample of the water. So they have it's a urine cup, and it's been sterile. And so they dip it in and quick screw it on. And we have to label each beach, has a special code. So the bottles are labeled with the time. We also take the temperature of the water, the temperature of the air. We look at the wind conditions, how large the waves are. And we do this at all 12 beaches along the shore, so throughout Cook County. And it takes all morning to do this. We have a six-hour holding time, so they can't take the samples before 8 because we need to have them processed then by 2, and they've got to get to Duluth to get processed. So they monitor all morning, and they take the samples, and then we meet a gentleman, their intern actually with the Department of Health, comes up and he samples along the shore from Duluth up through Lake County and meets our monitors at about noonish, and they swap coolers and he zips them down to Duluth. So that's the process every Monday.
So then on Tuesday, or when on Monday, do you get the results back on Monday?
We don't, unfortunately, because it just takes time to process all these samples, and because they don't get there until, you know, 2:30, we don't get the results until the next morning. So I normally get that phone call between 10 and 10:30. If my phone rings, I normally know who it is. And so we get the phone call letting us know that there's been, we call it a hit. So there's a hit on a beach, and we zip on out there, and we put the sign up saying, hey, you probably don't want to swim in this today. And we take a sample, and then we zip it on back down to our meeting place. We continually take a sample of the water until the beach, the E. coli counts become down to where they're good enough to swim in.
So now, what about the beaches that have been cleared? Do you do that again, or do you wait until Monday?
We wait until Monday again.
Okay. Well, I suppose there's a number of reasons why E. coli could be in the water. Certainly, a lot over the weekend, a lot of people, a lot of dogs. But also rain. I noticed that when you had the almost every beach last week had elevated E. coli, but we'd had a lot of rain, a lot of runoff from up the hill, and it all comes downhill, right?
Right.
So what is it when it says no water contact advised, in almost all cases, we're talking E. coli.
Correct.
From fecal matter of some kind or another. I'm assuming you wouldn't want to ingest it in any way. And I imagine if you got a lot of little kids playing in the water, that's not so good.
Yeah, you know, it's just advisable not to be swimming in it because you don't want to ingest poop. I mean, really, it's what it is. It's E. coli. Sorry, can I say that on the air?
Why, sure. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Laura Erickson
says it all the time when she's talking about geese.
So, sorry about that. No. Good morning, everybody, if you're just joining us. But it's, you know, it's E. coli. You don't really want to ingest it. You know, especially last week when we had our hits, our levels were quite high. You know, we don't normally see them in the thousands, which is what they were. Why, we don't know. The Department of Health does the research for this. You know, we can't test the E. coli for DNA to say it came from this or that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can only speculate. So it's just advisable to stay out of the water. And if you're going to go in it, at least wash your hands and wash off really well with soap and water. I know when we're out there for the next day, when we close the beaches and a lot of people, it's early in the morning, their dogs are swimming and it's hard. You're like, oh my goodness, my dog is swimming in E. coli. Wash your dog off. It'll be okay.
Yeah. I understand that the levels don't have to be very high before a beach advisory is called for.
No, count over 100 normally will trigger a beach hit. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So better safe than sorry.
Correct.
So if you see people out there sticking signs on the beach.
Sorry.
don't blame Elena and her crew.
It's not our fault.
No. Okay, Elena. Well, thank you for taking time to stop by. And it is Monday, so I imagine we'll go through the cycle again. Let's hope that things are not quite as bad as they were last week.
Sounds good.
There is a website, by the way. Do you happen to have
it? I do. It's www.mnbeaches.org.
Yeah, and it's got a great map, and it's got one of those little Google things, a little exclamation points where you can click on, see all the different beaches, and click on it, and it's interactive. It'll tell you what's going on at that beach. So easy way to maybe check before you go out, particularly if you're here for a limited period of time and you want to get in. Matthew and I were talking before you came in, and Matthew suggested one of the reasons not to go into Lake Superior is because of hypothermia.
Yeah, it's a little chilly this year, so we don't. Last year at this time, it was much, much warmer. So
yes,
it's chilly.
So two reasons to avoid certain beaches: one, if they're posted, and secondly, it's cold out there. Elena Berg is the Cook County Water Plant Coordinator. Thanks again for stopping by, and stay in touch also with some of the other water surveys that you're doing around the county.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.